Its current state here on 90.5 WKAR on Live Music Friday. You've been hearing the sounds of the Spring Tales all this hour. Juliana and Andy Wilson, Lou Rudner and Bob Bryan. Let's listen to the band now. This is called Dance Me to the End of Love.
To your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. And dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Oh, show me slowly what I only know the limits of, and dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the to the children. Dance me to the end of love.
The Spring Tales here on WKAR's Current State, coming to you live from Studio S for our Live Music Friday presentation here today. It's Dance Me to the End of Love. Juliana Wilson on vocals for the band, her husband Andy Wilson on harmonica, and the muted trumpet, as it turns out, not at the same time. Lou Rudner on the double bass and Bob Bryan on the drums. You guys sounded great this morning. Many thanks for coming in.
Thanks for inviting
us. The tone of your voice, Juliana, is so well suited for traditional material to me. That's the first thing that jumped out at me. You have a really fresh, clear tone to your voice. Have you always been attracted to this kind of music for that reason? Did you ever sing rock? I guess that's the first question I want to ask you.
Not very well. How about that? Well, yeah, it's funny when we do perform, sometimes people will say, I know you just want to scream. And I'm like, no, I don't want to scream. I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, I've always loved that kind of music. And
well, it's a perfect marriage of material and your particular, I think, sound.
Well,
But do you ever bust into some sound garden, you know, when it
gets
a little boring at the set, at the rehearsal, and
Well, I am a sucker for 80s music, and so we do a little bit of that, and like Blondie, I love Blondie, so we have Heart of Glass is one of the songs that we actually recorded on our album that came out last year.
In the style that we just heard?
Yeah, with this instrumentation.
Really?
But it is disco. I mean, it's definitely a disco vibe, but it's with this instrumentation, and it's really fun. And Andy plays the bass harmonica on that, which is I'm part of it, and it's really hilarious. It's more fun to watch than. Well, I mean, actually, I love the sound of it too. But.
I'm sitting here trying to imagine the sound of Heart of Glass and the instrumentation we just heard. But I'll just have to go get the CD now, won't I?
Get the CD, yeah.
You write your own. Where did that last song come from?
Dance Me to the End of Love. That's actually Leonard Cohen. That's a Leonard Cohen tune.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where do you get the songs that you play, and do you write your own stuff?
I write some. I'm definitely. I don't consider myself to be a songwriter first off. I mean, definitely more of a vocalist. And I just love finding songs that are wonderful to, and I guess all over the place, old recordings. And then when I hear a song that I love, I'll try to listen to everyone's version of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's so many of these old songs have been recorded by many people, and they all have different takes on them. And so it's fun to listen to that.
Andy Wilson, what's it like being in this artistic endeavor with your spouse?
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. I'm really enjoying it. You know, I mean, the two of us can at any moment say, hey, let's get the instruments out and play some music, which mm-hmm. is a little different than all the phone calls you usually make, you know, to get together and work on some new songs. We listen to a lot of music, you know, so we'll just be listening to music. Oh, you know, this is a nice Louis Jordan song. Maybe we should try to do this. And we look up the chords and we get out the instruments. And a lot of the stuff comes from just the two of us playing them together in the living room, as long as, you know, the baby's not crying.
Lou Rudner and Bob Bryan, your rhythm section. Why don't you? What's it like playing this genre of music for rhythm guys, Lou?
It's a lot of fun actually because the songs are so rich. You know, a lot of today's pop music doesn't have a lot of harmonic content. It's got a lot of rhythms, but it's very repetitive. So these kind of tunes have a wealth of information in them that we can work with as rhythm section players to take it in a bunch of different directions. So it's actually a lot of fun.
Bob, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And I would like to add that I find it very, it's very relaxing to play the gigs that we play. It's mm-hmm. very, I play in a lot of different bands, and some of them are kind of upbeat and, you know, like you said, rock and roll-ish. This is a little more relaxed, and it's very easy to, you know, perform together.
Your next project is unlike what you've done in the past, Juliana. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, well, we're putting together a children's album, but it's not going to be in the traditional kind of, you know, old McDonald and that sort of thing. We're looking for old tunes that the same genre basically, but tunes that would be appropriate for children or would that we think would fit really nicely. There's one by that Cliff Edwards recorded. That he was called Ukulele Ike, and he was also the voice of Jiminy Cricket. And there was a song that he did that is called I'm Telling the Birds, I'm Telling the Bees. And I just noticed it the other day. I mean, it's been around forever, but I had never heard it before, and I just think it would be a delightful song. So songs that have a lot of imagery in them, I think, mm-hmm. is what we're looking for. So that's the...
I think it's a great thing about doing a vintage-sounding band is that you get to explore the history of so many of these things and just make all these discoveries. And then if you find something you really like, let's do this song, you know?
Right.
Just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, we want you to play us out. We want to thank the members of the Springtails, Juliana Wilson on vocals, her husband Andy Wilson on harmonica and muted trumpet, Lou Rudner and Bob Bryan, the rhythm section on double bass and drums, respectively. They're going to play us out. I'm going to remind you that the executive producer of Current State is Peter Worf. Joe Lindstroth's our producer. Thanks Melissa Benmark, Scott Pohl, Kevin Lavery, Aaron Young, and Marie Steinbach for all of their help. What are we going to hear on the way out?
Me, Myself, and I.
It's the Springtails. You've been listening to Current State on WKAR.